And good morning. Today is Wednesday, May 6th, 2015. We have Frances Donahoe in the studio with us. Hi, Franny. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Hello.
And Frances Donahoe, she is the director?
The program manager. Yeah.
Of the Sitka Silkies group. And she is here to talk about her work and Cirque du Pluie. They have their premiere performance this Sunday. So there's lots of different moving parts to the work that you're doing and different organizations and groups involved. Who are they and how do they all relate to each other?
It's a very good question. I think there's been a lot of confusion about that. So we have, basically, we have the Sitka Silkies program, which is the Aerial Silks program, and then the Hames Gymnastics program, which is the gymnastics program. And both of these programs are centered at the Hames Center. We're programs of the Hames Center. And we've kind of teamed up together to create Cirque du Pluie, which is a foundation and an opportunity to pull in a lot of other activities. We're hoping to build, like, juggling, slacklining, that kind of stuff. Things that have draw the similar kind of people with a similar kind of skills and talent, all sort of under one heading and umbrella of the Cirque du Pluie. And yeah.
And you have a guest artist in town this weekend. His name is Cheetah Platt. Can you tell us a little bit about him? He's the first guest you've had.
Yeah, this is going to be our first guest artist that we've brought up here. And it's really exciting. He's a pretty big name. In fact, we have... I recently had a phone call from a woman who lives down in Washington who took classes with him a couple of years ago when he was teaching in Washington. And she loved it so much that she's coming up to Sitka to take some more classes with him this weekend. So, yeah, he is a pretty big name. He's performed in many different places. He's featured in, like, Disney. I think, you know, what people have heard a lot about is that he used to be a performer with the Cirque du Soleil. So a lot of people know about that. But he's also appeared on things like America's Got Talent, MTV, Nickelodeon, lots of different things. He's also, he has a dance background, so he's done a lot of stuff with dance. And
And an instructor, it sounds like, too.
Very much an instructor. So he's a performer. Well, that's kind of the way it works. If you want to make a living at this stuff, is you do everything. You're an instructor / a performer.
I did a quick Google search of Cheetah. In addition to watching some of his performances on YouTube, you can watch this performer in action. He and his girlfriend, they couldn't decide on a wedding theme, so they set out to have 38 weddings in 83 days. They traveled all around the world having different kinds of ceremonies. You may have heard of him through that. This is the guy.
This is the guy. And I think it has just taken over the internet and Twitter and everything at the moment. They were on Good Morning America last Friday, getting married sort of on Good Morning America. So yeah, they've recently become quite big news with everything there.
So was it a hard sell to convince him to come to Alaska?
Not at all.
I imagine not if he
not at
went
all.
To Bali
no.
to get married for
no.
the 40th
in fact,
time.
You know, the thing about how I ended up getting him up here is I was, you know, in the process of setting the Silkies program up, just looking to make contact with people and find out more information about a lot of different things and how circus in America works, because I'm more familiar with circus in Europe. And, I called him up kind of randomly out of the blue. He runs a program or an organization called Aerial Essentials, selling aerial equipment. And he was so helpful and engaging over the phone that we just got to talking. And then I was like, do you travel? You know, I just asked him if he taught workshops and classes. And from that point on, he was just immediately sold and very excited to come up. So...
Some of his classes are still, are they still open for people to take if they want to?
Mm-hmm.
What is available to take
so
a class with Cheetah?
We have programs. He's going to be offering classes Thursday through Monday to all ages and abilities. And we still have, first of all, he's teaching private lessons to anybody. So if you want a private or a small group class where you can maybe get a couple friends together to teach and take a class with him, you'd be welcome to do that. They just need to get in contact with me so that I can schedule it with him. Or we have the Community Silks class, which is open on Sunday from 12 to 1. We also have AcroBalance classes, which is kind of one of his favorite things to teach. And there's an advanced class and a beginner adult class on Saturday. We also have space still left in our kind of advanced kids, silks, and AcroBalance classes that is for ages, more like ages 12 through, say, 16.
And what is AcroBalance?
AcroBalance, I think a lot of people have heard of it more referred to acro yoga. They're similar. It's kind of basically like a tumbling or creating two-person kind of tumbling. It's a hard one to define. You got to watch a video of it. Google it.
It is kind of hard to define. I've seen videos and it looks like two people using strength and like counterweights to kind of balance off each other and maneuver in these kind of artistic ways.
Yeah, it gets used in a lot of things. It gets used in a lot of things, but so I think people have seen it kind of in many different ways. But yeah, it usually involves two or three or even four people sometimes balancing where they'll be these structures.
This is not a typical class in the Sikka Silkies program yet. So this is kind of something that he's bringing into town.
Yeah, AcroBalance. I know that the Yoga Union has had teachers up to teach acro yoga before. But it's I think it's a little different from acro yoga. But definitely not something that Sikka sees very often.
Okay. So for folks who want to take classes, should they email you?
Yep, email would be a good way.
So that's Francis Donahoe, Donohoe, @gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
And you have been working like crazy, I imagine, to prepare for this show this weekend. So what will folks have in store? What can they expect at Sunday night's performance at the Haim Center?
So the Sunday night performance is going to be our first ever performance as a group of Cirque du Puy at the Haim Center. And we are going to be bringing together the Haim's gymnastics girls and the more advanced aerial silks people. Cheetah will also be performing, so if you would like to see him perform. Now, he has told me that since he's been traveling around getting married for the last 3 months, he's not in any shape to be doing what he usually does, which I think he'll be fine. But he's going to present an improvisation, and he's going to talk a little bit about improvisation and what he does on the silk, so it should be a lot of fun.
And what about some of your students? What pieces will they be presenting?
So one of the things that's fun is we have, especially with the more advanced people, I give them a bunch of skills, and then I give them assignments and things to start kind of creating their own work. So we have different duets in the piece that the students have come up with themselves. So there's a duet that Casey Davis and Katie Pendle are doing together, and then another one that Taylor White and Andrea Pitts are doing together. So they've done some great work, very original stuff.
Were they, how did they react when you turned over choreographing assignments to them? Because that's very different than learning the skills, right?
Yeah. I think these guys were definitely up for it. It's something that by the time you get to that more advanced level, people start to get, you know, in. But it's taken me the year, you know. There are little things that you do throughout the year to get them kind of prepared and ready to take on choreographing something. I've been introducing it to my other levels, and people are definitely a little scared, but
Why do you think they're scared?
It's hard work choreographing. It's difficult to put all that stuff together and start incorporating dance moves and a theme and stuff like that into it.
Hmm. What are some of the themes of the show or a performance that you're especially excited about?
So there's, I think, two big group pieces that I'm very excited about. The first one is going to be, it's called Admantium, and it's going to be our first attempt at combining the gymnastics tumbling with the aerial work. So I've kind of borrowed some of Trish's girls from the gymnastics program to choreograph and create some floor stuff for them. And that's going to be very exciting to see those two things in action together.
People will be in the air and on the ground.
Yeah. Okay. Plus it combines the ages because the gymnastics girls, I think they're 12, 13, 15, 16. They're younger girls, and then the aerialists are more in their, you know, they're adults. So it'll be fun to have those two combined. The other piece that I'm really excited about is one that's called, it's called Old Man Jimmy. That's the name of the song. And it is by, the song is by one of my favorite Scottish folk bands called the John Langan Band. And it talks about this old man Jimmy and his life and what a wonderful, beautiful life he's lived and how his friends are going to dance in celebration of his death. And it's combining folk dancing and folk music with Ariel up in the sky. So two of my favorite things coming together there.
Well, why'd you choose that song to, it sounds like, close out the show? That's the last performance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think the piece is going to be a really nice celebration. It's a very celebratory piece. It's a lot of fun. It's been a lot of hard work by everybody involved to get it finished. It also is one that I was inspired to create because a very good friend of mine passed away last summer, and she was just an incredibly amazing, inspirational person. And I think one of the last things that she said to everybody before she went was, she said, "Eat life in the company of those you love and dance."
Which I think is almost a lyric to the song, which we'll play for you all at the end of our interview.
Yeah, it was a pretty powerful statement to say. And so this, for me, is a little bit of a celebration for her, as well as, I think, not just for me, I think it's for a lot of people. It's a celebratory piece, and it is celebrating life.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time to talk about this show and all the real human work that will be accomplished both on the silks and on the ground, not only skill building, but also artistry, it sounds like, an expression of ideas. And we will have information about the show on our community calendar if you want to look it up. But for now, Cirque de Pluie, it will be holding its premiere performance Sunday, May 10th. At 7 o'clock at the Haim Center, there will be aerial silks and gymnastics performances and Cheetah Platt, guest artist. Will there be any juggling or?
We were hoping to slip a little bit of juggling in there. We definitely want to talk about, that's something we want to build for next year.
Right. With the
I know our juggler, our potential juggling instructor, has been pretty busy learning all the silk stuff he's doing.
That makes sense. One man can only handle so much.
Uh-huh.
But those tickets are available at Old Harbor Books and the Haim Center. They're $10. For more information, you can email Francis at francisdonahoe@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And if anyone is interested in classes with Cheetah, I would really recommend it. You may never have the opportunity to take a class from him again. He's a lot of fun.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in.